ho, ho.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not red.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium games.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Guy Finger Podcast.
Dope.
Hello.
Hi.
Faithful listener, how are you doing?
Yes, dear listener, thank you for being here with us.
The wonderful tapped heads of the world, it is Kate McCabe.
Yo.
And Richard Massara.
Yo ho ho.
Back again for another fabulous Skyfinger podcast. Christmas! It's Christmas! Oh my god, it is Christmas!
Bone Storm!
Bone Storm Christmas! Take my game in your face!
What is like the slogan for it? It's like, tell your mom to buy you this, or tell her to go to hell! Something like that. And we're always like misquoting Simpsons.
Oh, god, yeah. The whole point of this podcast is to irritate people on the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, the Christmas update is here. Halloween is over. How long do we have? Like a week and a half? Two weeks?
Yeah,
2 weeks of normal playtime?
I am tapping Merrymakers as we speak, which is not a euphemism.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I have decided to go onto the wonderful website, whose address I now know, tstotopix.me. The Simpsons Tapped Out Topics with an X, .me, just to check out, because they have everything that's happened in the winter update 2015.
They're great. They're very, very thorough.
But they've got this thing at the top of the page, which I really want to talk about, because it says, Winter 2015, Where's Maggie mini game preview?
Oh.
Now, there's speculation that we're getting a mini game coming out soon, which we get rewards. We have to find Maggie in Springfield.
Oh, how cute. Is that going to be a winter thing?
I think it might be. It says winter... I'll read you the post. In this mini-game, you can find her to get rewards, money and XP. But what's the fun of that, right? You can play once every 16 hours. You just need to find her in a building around town. But it's not just money and XP you want, right? If you find her three times, one after another, you get one donut each time.
Oh, yes.
So they're bringing a little Maggie mini game for us, which is going to give us money, XP, and those sweet, sweet donuts.
Donuts, of course, being the magic word there.
Yeah. So that sounds like fun. Thank you, EA. We'll be looking forward to that one the day before Christmas Eve.
Oh, lovely.
But let's jump into the Christmas update. No. Kate, thoughts?
I like it. I feel like it's enough. It's not too much. You know what I like about it?
Okay.
Is that, well, you know how it's like you have to drop gifts in other people's towns?
Yeah.
A lot of the times, you wind up sort of having to collect so many of whatever the item is that you're supposed to drop in towns.
Uh-huh.
But this, it seems like you just sort of get an obligatory 5 gifts a day, and that's all you really worry about.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, remember, like, the mindless terrors of the Halloween? I had, like, a couple hundred of those on the go at any given time.
I am still desperately trying to forget the mindless terrors
this,
of Halloween.
You only get the 5, so it's not like you have to buy some other thing that's going to give you more gifts to drop in town.
Okay.
So, in that way, I like that it's kind of streamlined in that regard.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to be too competitive with that feature. Because everything else, I'm pretty much just doing what it's telling me to do. I'm not having to buy too much. I just have to check into the game.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It did feel like there was an absolute, forgive the pun, flurry of stuff.
Hey, at the start.
Oh, man, like, it was just kind of like, and now here's this quest, and now here's that quest, and now here's another thing to do, and then there's another thing, and build a snowman, and send all the children to buy hot squishies, and then do this, and then do that.
Yeah, hot squishies, right?
And I think, kind of like with, indeed, a hot squishy, kind of like with previous events I've done, like Halloween and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I've done them before, and a lot of the rewards are the same of ones I've collected in previous iterations, I feel that this is for the newer player.
Yeah, I mean, and there are some of those rewards. Like, a lot of the things that you can craft are things that I bought two Christmases ago.
Yeah.
Like the bell decorations and the festive lampposts and things like that. So it's nice that you can craft them, I guess, for just, you know, like the free prizes that you get.
Yeah.
I am looking forward to meeting the orphans at the end of this.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get them.
No, I
haven't even got the Rudolph, the reindeer.
No, I'm not at the reindeer yet. I'm almost at the reindeer.
And I just don't think at the minute I've had enough time to play it enough where I think I'll be able to get orphans. And again, this is one where I'm kind of like, I'm not pushing.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to reap in whatever rewards I want, but I'm never a big, seasonal things I tend to tuck away
okay.
for a while, so.
I'm like 100 hats away from the dancing reindeer. But then I've got Virgil's Cabin to get to and Patches and Poor Violet. So.
Yeah, and Virgil's Cabin, because I'm looking here on tstototopix.me. Virgil's Cabin is 19,900 Virgil's hats to get Virgil's Cabin.
Yeah.
Patches and Poor Violet are nearly 29,000.
I'm just going to have to be on sometime. No. And my mom's in town. It's going to seem so rude.
Do you want any spoilers as to what the Act 2 and Act 3 prizes are?
I don't.
Are?
I like knowing when they reveal it. Don't tell me.
So you don't want to know.
I don't want to go on
you
the website.
You don't want to know.
I don't.
But I know what they are. I'm looking at them now.
Keep it to yourself.
Oh, okay. My God.
You can put it on the podcast
so
right now, and I'll do this. Don't know.
I've just seen what the main prize is for Act 3.
I don't know. Shut up, Richard.
Oh, it is so good. And, you know, we have discussed
this. Really?
Yes.
Because all my dreams are coming true because we have Lindsay Nagel now.
Oh, yes. We do need to get onto that because the Nagelator.
Then, oh, my God. I'm so happy that she's there. Now, obviously, I'm only like halfway through her quest because stupid Springfield Heights takes me forever to get anything done up there.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm only just built the yacht club.
Mm-hmm.
And I am about to get enough of the IKEA chairs again so that Smithers can go and do some redecorating.
Now, yeah, this is one thing that's happened is that there's been this kind of like Burns sideline story that has involved sending Smithers on tasks which he can only do if you've got enough of
the things to do. Yeah,
the things from
do
Springfield
the task,
Heights.
You have
yeah,
to do that. Yeah. So that's an interesting way to make
and,
it more
action. And that gives you the billionaire's playground or something, or the billionaire's cabin, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot in the Heights that I have not achieved yet. Mm, I have not achieved great heights.
I've been achieving slightly greater heights than you, but it just takes so long. Although we have had some reports from some of our friends on. On Twitter. Jesus,
yeah.
Richard. I'm sorry, listener. I'm not feeling 100% today. I'm doing this in a bit of a. We're doing this in a
he
bit of a.
He looks terrible. You should see
I
him.
I do. I look like someone's pissed all over
looks
my face.
Looks like a bag of shit burned alive.
At Monroe Grow on Twitter has crafted the ski chalet already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And he says Virgil Cabin's coming soon. But he had a couple of days off the other day. Here it was. Monroe Grow. How did I spend my 3 days off? Earning the Mountain Lodge, of course. And that's what you get, isn't it? From
yeah, from all the tasks, I think, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
I've brought out all my Christmas guys. Like, I've got Candy Cane Kevin out, and the Abominable Snowman is out.
Well,
you know what
right.
else I brought out? I brought out that thing, that device that turns off all your
oh,
holiday decorations.
Yeah. I put that all out quite recently because
yeah.
I was just like, yeah.
I've got the Wolverine Snowman out. The guy with claws.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wanders around your town anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I put him away in the...
You can put him away?
Oh, I put him the shit away when it's not Christmas.
Oh, he's been wandering around my town with his Wolverine claws all the time.
He doesn't belong in the summer. Get back in your box, snowman. I like the look of Christmas in Springfield. I was thinking about it weirdly. As you get older, it's sort of like time goes by so fast, and you don't really have time to sort of enjoy the kind of magic of the holidays. But with your own little Springfield, turning on the little lights and everything like that, in a weird little microcosm, I'm
yeah.
like, it's helping me to enjoy Christmas. Because in my downtime, I'm looking at all these snowy Christmassy sights, which
yeah.
is quite nice.
I would also like to say to Hunter for Hire, we hope you're
enjoying
Hunter, we hope you're enjoying your LA Christmas vacation. Lucky you in L.A.
Aw, dude.
You decided to go as far away from snow as you possibly can.
Indeed.
And Michelangelo, Michelangelo 311 or Monroe Grow, at Monroe Grow on Twitter, has also said that he would happily have us roast his Springfield.
Yes! If, are we going to do that next time?
If we wanted to, yeah, I think we should do that next time. We'll do that in the new year, Mike. Just keep on reminding
us.
Yeah,
just know that, like, probably the first show when we get back, we'll do your town. So that's the timeline.
Yeah.
So when we return from Christmas break, have your town the way you want it.
Yeah, goddammit, you better do some upkeep over Christmas. Yeah. Now, this is one thing I wanted to talk to you about, because I will come back to Lindsay Nagel, because I can literally see...
I love her.
I can see you quivering with excitement.
I like how upset she gets when she's around children.
Yeah. Like any good person should.
Yep.
God, children suck. Have you noticed that they have reduced the price of new land?
You know what? I didn't really notice that because I have... Oh, wait. In the Heights?
By a vast amount. If you open up your thing and then go down to the bottom where you will find some land, which used to be like 400, 500 grand. Now look at that.
200, 150. Yeah, but better.
100 grand?
I'm going to buy some right now.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden that land has become affordable. I mean, they still, in the corners, are a little bit more expensive. And when you get to the next line along, because I have this thing that when I start buying land, I have to complete an entire row.
Same.
Quickly as possible, because I don't want it square. Springfield has to be square.
And, I mean, I got so excited when they started releasing land to the right.
You did.
Because for the longest time, that's why I nuked my town.
Well, look, there's a bit more land for you there. See, I've bought the maximum amount of land to that side now.
Have you?
Yeah, it's just the bottom. I just want to get one more line, and then I think I haven't got enough stuff. I've got so much land, but not enough stuff anymore.
I mean, that was the whole reason I nuked my town, as we know.
Yeah, but thank you, EA, for reducing the cost of that, because it was just getting a little bit excessive.
That's true.
When you're at our level...
You have to.
Hey, listen, don't you start mocking when I say. We're premium players.
That's true.
Let's face it. I mean, we might not be the sort of people who like cheat and do those hacks where you can buy donuts and stuff.
You know what? Look at what I'm doing right now. Yeah. I'm like moving the farm over.
Yeah, because you're like, ooh,
there's a whiskey bit more, stills going over there. There you go. Oh, nice.
So have you bought or put out any other Christmas decorations that you've got on this? Because I haven't really been...
I have. Like, I tucked in and I got out the festive kind of lamp things, and I got out my candy canes, and I've been dotting them all over town with my little soldiers.
Santa's factory, the toy factory?
Yeah, like I put that guy down here, because partially I was curious whether it was going to give me any bonus items.
No,
it gives
you a bit of money, doesn't it?
Sometimes it's like there's old... I don't even think it gives money. No, it does.
Yeah, thank God for that. It's not just a...
Sometimes, like, you drag out this old stuff, and if it's holiday-related, it'll be a little boost for your holiday storyline.
Yeah.
But not on this one. That would be the one thing I'm disappointed about, is that none of, like, the old items sort of have any bearing on the game. Yeah, go ahead, bid on that. Richard has just played my dog race for me. And your strategy is to always bet on the worst one.
On the maximum. It's not the worst one. It's the one with the highest odds of return.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen, I've been winning on that.
This guy.
I've created a little Christmas area for myself, and I keep everything back. And I've had the monorail.
Ooh! Wait a second. That is crazy. Do you know that since you've told me that I should bet on that every single time, I've done it like 60 times, and this is the first time it's come up when you've done it. You're creepy.
Magic fingers, babes.
I don't understand.
So, just in case you're confused, Kate just won. How much did you win?
200,000.
200 grand. That's two new bits of land.
Heck.
And you just bought two bits of land, and I just got you that money back.
What a dude.
One thing I was curious about, when you finally got back after the last event,
mm-hmm.
and the mystery box returned,
yeah.
What did you get in your mystery box?
Oh, I think it was just something that, like, I'd already had.
30 donuts. And I thought they might have done that for everyone.
Huh. Well, see, I can't remember. Oh.
You would even remember if you had 30 donuts, because you would have been ringing me going, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Maybe. I tell you what, though. Sometimes the mystery box, I think, can be the same. Sometimes. if you have it on the same day. Because there was one day recently when I had the Tapped Out, the Skyfinger Podcast Town.
Oh, yeah.
And my town. Uh-huh. Because I've been checking them both regularly. Uh-huh. Had their bonus on the same day, and they both got the same thing. So I think it depends on what day you get your bonus.
Maybe.
I think.
I like your theory. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure it holds much water.
But can I talk about the tragedy I almost had?
Oh God, yeah, please do.
Okay, so dear listener, what happened was after the end of the Halloween one, as it was wrapping up, I hurried up the completion because it was the last hour that you could try to get it of the Reen Education Center, which was one of the premium prizes that you could win. So if you completed all the tasks, you could win at the Halloween quest.
Yes, you were telling us about this last week.
Yeah, so 160 donuts or so is what I spent on it. I can't remember exactly. But what happened is I planted it in Springfield Heights because that's where I wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it to build. And then the next day I came back and it was completely gone. No sign of it, was not in my pack of buildings. Dun, dun, dun. So I got in touch with EA and I had a bit of a rough start with them because on their web chat thing, nobody showed up. So I screenshotted that just to show that I tried to sort of contact somebody and they weren't showing up.
EA, the amount of donuts this woman has spent. Honestly, I'm a good lady. Customer service.
But to be honest, then the next person I spoke with on the live chat a couple days later, was really good and helpful and everything and really polite and nice, but he did say he couldn't sort it for me because the person that he would need to contact to actually verify account expenditures and things like that was out of the office. So he said, leave it with me.
We've got one person in EA who deals with this shit.
They must do. I think if it comes to money.
Oh my God, these obsessive fucking Simpsons fans.
I think if it comes to money, they must have somebody they have to report to.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they can't just authorize that fake money that is donuts.
That's a good point. However.
That they give away repeatedly.
Don't make them not give it away.
I won't. I'm sorry, EA. We love you.
Even Skyfinger is scared of EA Finger.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, anyway, the guy, as a caveat, says, look, but before I put this case forward from this stage, I have to ask, are you okay with the premise that potentially if we found that this is a false claim, you could potentially be sort of stripped.
Blocked.
Yeah, from EA Games. And I was like,
hold on, you haven't been blocked, have you?
No, because it wound up going in my favor. They investigated it, they apologized for the wait, and they gave me back the donuts I spent.
Yay!
Now, they didn't give me any bonuses.
Ah, what? Blah.
But they were really nice, and, they did apologize for the wait. I thought they were reasonable people. But that week where I was waiting to see if I...
Oh, the sword of Damocles hanging over you.
I was really nervous, because I was like, well, what if I can't prove it? I'm not a liar, but what if I just can't prove that,
That sounded like a lie.
I'm not a liar. Is that how a liar would say it?
That's exactly how a liar would say
it. But thank God. So I got my Regen Education Center back, and I got the extra 160 that I spent to get it a second time.
Okay.
So all is fair and square in EA land. But I tell you what, listener... For a second there, I was like, this podcast is just basically going to be Richard on his own talking about The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And then me making you hear drink ingredients for the first 10 minutes.
That's true. Although, to be fair, you do have a backup Springfield now.
That's true. Ooh,
that's another thing they did. I don't know why this made me think of it. Yeah, they allowed you to change the positioning of the entrance to Springfield Heights.
Yeah.
A few nice little adjustments that have been coming out in the latest updates.
They work
I like
hard.
It.
They work
now,
hard.
Have you had the glitch happen?
Which was the glitch?
I'm actually enjoying it. And EA, do not fix this glitch.
Because
I quite like it. Because sometimes if you tap your merry little drunk people who are in your town.
Yeah.
Or you tap a building. There's a big square area around it where it glitches just briefly, and it's almost like the Matrix has a little stutter, and so it's like a mixture of what's behind it, they've laid the snow over, and you get this little glitch, and it just kind of goes just very briefly. It's just like your Skyfinger press has been too much for it, and it's gone. And
oh, that's kind of cool,
like,
isn't it?
And like this, and temporarily rendered the fabric of your tapped out reality slightly asunder, and then it all goes back to normal. Wicked. And I really like it every time it happens, because it makes me feel like I am a god messing with these tiny people in my game.
Are there any previous, like, Christmas costumes or Christmas items that, like, contribute to the current quest? I don't think so.
I think it would be one of those ones where it's ever like, oh, craft, you know, a Santa's little helper snowman.
Yeah.
As one of the daily challenges. I think you'll already have that, so that might
be. But I'm just wondering, like, I haven't looked at Ebenezer Burns yet to see if, like, he earns any hats or anything.
Slight problem, EA, with Halloween, you did the weekly challenges, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, which people could get through who were slightly more casual players if they weren't, like, completely as obsessed as me and Kate and everyone who listens to this podcast was. But over Halloween, when you did those five challenges in a week, you got some free donuts.
Yeah, you get donuts for this too.
But what?
You do. You get donuts for this too.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Sure,
you
do.
It doesn't say anything about it.
I think I got donuts when I did mine.
I don't think I got donuts when I did mine.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Hold on a second, listeners.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya. It's all right.
You will have to just edit this out. That's fine.
I didn't know if you were gone, so I've locked the doors.
Oh, right. I'm not, but that's fine.
I was just like, I've locked the doors.
So better safe than sorry. Don't worry. That's cool.
Susie,
let's not edit this. Say hi.
Do you want to be on the podcast? Come and say Merry Christmas to, like...
Merry Christmas.
Do you have a favorite Simpsons character?
No, that crazy cat lady's kind of cool.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of Kate's favourites.
I'm really proud of you, Susie.
Like a crazy cat lady.
Good for you.
I should have known that you'd choose.
I like a lovely lady in a panda hat.
She's wearing a panda hat. What a cheese ball.
I'm not a smooth talker. That's only because I, fancy you, but that's about it.
I'm proud of you, Susie.
Thank
it's a good choice.
It's a great choice.
Good times.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.
As you can tell, again, we are...
No, seriously, so fancy.
I know. She's lovely, isn't she?
It's terrible.
She is so pretty.
Because she recently got married, didn't she?
Yeah, she got married a couple of years ago.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
But he doesn't appreciate her, right?
No, you know what? He is a monster.
What do you mean?
Just
like
kidding.
He's really muscly and massive.
Nice.
Or he's a horrible man.
I was going to be like, he gets drunk and, throws her around. No, he doesn't. He's really
okay,
nice
this
guy.
Is it. This is it. Tapheads. We're going to start a new campaign to get me and Susie together. Hashtag Rich and Susie forever.
Oh, God.
okay, so...
We are recording at work again, obviously.
Yeah, we're recording at Kate's work. So... All right, you think you get donuts for it. I don't think you get donuts for it.
I think
we should have a fight.
Okay, so we're going to have to...
I tap you harder.
We will tweet the result.
Yes.
When we get to the challenges being finished.
Okay. Other than that, like I said, Dancing Reindeer, I'm just going to see which one of those I get. I'm not going to push him.
Yeah.
The whole Merrymakers... I just tap on them because they seem to, slow the game down a little bit and they're glitchy.
I don't go to that many towns. I go to enough to drop off 5 presents.
I keep on trying to drop off presents in your fucking town and you've always got far too fucking many so I can't do it.
Here's the problem. I can't see any of the presents.
Oh, God, I know that is an issue. Do you know why? Because I think they automatically mainly seem to get dropped around about the Simpsons house.
Yeah, and that's like a main thoroughfare.
And unfortunately, the Simpsons house, the decoration, which I really like. I like the way they gave you new decorations for like Flanders.
Yeah,
for
that Clinton's was cool.
Farm, for the Simpson house. But the Simpson house... is surrounded by presents anyway.
Yeah.
And so if these presents get dropped behind the Simpsons house, there's no way I'm going to
see. And I'm just going to tap around it right now. I don't think there's anything there.
No, I don't think there is.
But yeah, that's tough. A lot of the times, like, I don't even know if there's presents around.
I might be missing your presents, Pippi-Poo, because I know you've been dropping them in there. Now, what are you choosing? How do you feel about this whole naughty or nice thing?
I kind of like it. It's so funny, because there was another, recently, another colleague won a radio contest that was sort of like, be whatever it is, like, be the angel or be the devil or whatever it is. And basically, the premise of this radio contest is two people get called one person decides whether they want to share or steal the pot.
Okay.
So if the first person says steal and the second person says share...
They both lose.
I think the person... Yeah. And then yeah, so it's if they both say
it's that
share,
classic moral conundrum where if you both say split it, then you get it. If one of you says I'll keep it and the other one says split it, then neither of you get it.
If they both say steal, neither of them get it.
Yeah.
If one of them says steal, only one of them gets it.
All right, okay.
So that's the whole thing. You have to trust that the other person also said share. Or you have to basically be a total dick and say... It doesn't matter. I want the whole pot or nothing.
Okay.
But so my boss chose Cher because she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
And so she won the little pot from the radio, which was nice. So I've been choosing Cher.
You've been going nice.
Yeah, I've been
just
going
all the
nice.
Time.
Yeah.
I do all nice and then one naughty.
Okay, that's kind of good. That's all right.
And I think a lot of people are doing that. What do you tend to choose when you click on a present?
Share, nice.
You go nice. You've got to stop saying share.
Share. Ear fracker turn back present. I choose nice.
Okay, yeah. I because it's a 50-50 thing, and I think people are mainly being nice.
Yeah.
I'm always going nice. And EA, you do realise that on a snowy background, it's almost impossible to read white writing unless you put some form of like board around it.
Come on, guys.
I mean, that's just basic graphic design 101.
Come in, friends.
Ah, Jesus, do you know what? I don't even go into Springfield Heights to check for those merry.
Yeah, they show up there. Sometimes you forget that people actually go there when they're not on tasks.
There all the time. All I do is I'm only doing it if I've got to build up enough of these bloody things in order to make Smithers do his last one.
Let's see what Lindsay Nagel's tasks are. So Lindsay Nagel can go on a speed date. She goes to Mensa because she's smart.
Yep.
She networks at an AA meeting.
Uh-huh.
She goes to party at the yacht club.
Who wouldn't?
Gives an impassioned speech.
On what subject?
I'd say pantyhose. Drinks. Drink with clients.
Okay.
And the 24-hour task is fend off children.
Ah, yeah, and I do like that one because that has an animation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cute. I like it when they don't go into houses for things, but they, like, you can see what they're doing.
Yeah, there's actually a little bit of animation to it.
Yeah, it's cute.
But yeah, everything's nice and Christmassy.
I'm loving it. It's an overall a good review. I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's a nice one because they threw a lot of stuff at you in the beginning, but they're not throwing much more stuff, which is quite nice.
You get used to it, and then you can sort of play the tempo it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, you can just relax into it, and because, you know, we've been doing this, playing this, like, is this 2 years now?
I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. We've got a lot of the decorations, as many of you will have already, so, I mean, let us know on Twitter, follow us at SkyFingerPod on Twitter. And just kind of like let us know what you're going after. We want to know these things, people.
Indeed, indeed you do. Is there anything else that you want to chat about?
I don't think so. We covered the land. We covered the glitch.
We covered Lindsay Nagel.
My monorail is coming on mightily.
We covered my Christmas nightmare.
We covered your Christmas nightmare. I'm hoping that I'll get some iTunes vouchers for Christmas.
Then you can buy some donuts and get some things.
Then I can buy some donuts. But yeah, all I've got to do is get my monorail track down my river, and then it's got to turn...
Living in a van by the river!
Yeah, it's got to take a sharp left turn and another straight line, and then it'll join up.
Oh,
it covers so much ground.
I love it.
I need a lot of straight pieces, and I don't think I'm going to get many of them. But I don't mind. I've just been enjoying throwing them down when I get them.
You're a straight piece.
Oh, of course I am. Indeed. What was that laugh?
I don't know. I was pleased with myself.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nope, that's it for me.
Well, I'm looking forward to finding about what this Maggie bullshit nonsense is.
I know. We'll see. And then we'll do one early in the new year.
Yes, we will. I will do it when I come back to Manchester. Because
cool.
I am going to be away. What are your plans this Christmas?
Up to Scotland.
Ooh.
Yeah, to see Carrie's stepmom and father.
Lovely.
And then also my mom is here, so we're going to take her up there to Scotland with us, and we'll have a nice old
kill
time. Yeah, we're going to bury her in a peat bog.
Yep. With some haggis.
She was a teacher her whole life, so there's no reason to kill her. It's not like she has a fortune.
Yeah.
So
it's just, and it's not like she's not dead inside if she's a teacher. Yeah. Have you done the Ralph Wiggum turn him into an orphan?
What
was the result of that? Because wait. Actually, he may have just finished that for me, so we can find out right now. Yep. Boom. Right. I've just done the Ralph Wiggum.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Chief Wickham says, "Is my son Ralph in this orphanage?" And he says, "Here I am. I'm a Mighty Morphin Power Orphan." I'm not going to read this all out. Don't worry, listeners. Jesus, this podcast is riveting listening. Ralph, this is an orphan. Someone doesn't have a mummy or a daddy or a bedroom or a bathroom. I go putty in the closet. Good joke. Yeah. Ralph Wiggum shitting in the closet joke. If you're ever stuck for a joke, people, just go with a dump in a wardrobe. That's what I needed to talk to you about.
Pooping in a closet.
No. On the opening title screen, what are those giant pink turds about?
Giant pink turds? What are you talking about?
I put the picture, tell you what, place that.
Okay.
Close yourself down.
Yeah, and then reopen?
Close yourself down, then reopen.
Let's see where my battery is. 22%? That's so upsetting when you're below 30.
Do it. Open it up.
Okay.
Right there. Bottom left-hand corner. Giant pink turds.
No idea.
But why? Listener, dear listener.
Wait, let me open it up again.
I've posted the picture on Twitter. I will put it in the show notes.
I know. I don't know, but it's a gingerbread house.
Yes.
I think it's just going to be a frosting swirl.
They look like big pink poos.
Okay, well, you look like a big pink poo. Maybe it's a bunch of Richard Mazzaris.
Oh, well, fine. At least they've put my likeness into this game before they put your likeness into this game. Collect $100 for that. Is that it? Is that all?
That is it.
So that's the end of the Ralphie Wiggum bit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're both caught up with that.
Nice.
Well done.
Done.
I'm going home to my family for Christmas.
Which is lovely.
What are you hoping to get for Christmas?
I don't know. Carrie and I, because my mom came over, we sort of like bought tickets to go and see a couple things with her and, you know, are going out to a couple nice meals. So we sort of said to each other, let's just put money aside and then we can have like a day away after Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give Carrie like
all the kisses.
I'm gonna give her all the smooches.
And
I will give her cuddles. I will I'll give her like a couple little things to open on Christmas Day, but I think we're just gonna pool like £100 each. We're gonna go like she's gonna give £100, I'll give £100, put it together and then like go to like a B&B or something like that. That'd be nice.
God, you guys know how to treat each other.
I know.
Hey, do you want to go to a B&B?
Yeah, who wants to go and stay in somebody's guest room?
Airbnb's not bad. You can get some really nice ones.
Yeah, well, why don't even just go to like a spa or something?
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, what do you want?
What do I want for Christmas? Mm-hmm. To not be alone. No, aww. I'm just kidding. I'm very happy.
Never going to happen.
That's true. I'm very going to happy. What I want for Christmas is for there not to be mold in my bedroom or wardrobe in my house in Manchester, because apparently one of our walls is not fucking insulated, and I found that a couple of my suits and my expensive cashmere jacket and a couple of pairs of shoes and a vintage leather bound hip flask that my brother gave me for my birthday
were covered
in mold.
All your lovely gentleman's items. So how were Danny Sutcliffe's sweatpants and old tennis shoes?
Actually, Danny had some nice items as well. They were on mold as well. I've been trying to...
What's happened right now? Place.
What have you just done?
I just got the dancing reindeer.
Everything's happening on this podcast.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
It is indeed.
I don't think it does anything. I think he is just decorative.
Where is he? Tap on him.
Unless because...
Does he make a noise?
Oh wow. Oh, would you look at that? A dancing reindeer. Dad, you do realize that this is not a real dancing reindeer. Lisa, voice of reason. Of course, honey, I'm not that dumb. It might be a real dancing moose, though. Or just a man in a reindeer costume. And I think that's
not
probably
as good as a pooping Ralph.
And no. He does not make any noises.
He's got an animation, but no noise.
Most mascots are told not to talk, so that makes sense.
Actually, that is true. That is true. Well.
This has been an absolute pleasure.
What an adventurous podcast we've had.
We've covered a lot of topics.
All right, turn it back down. Jesus, woman. But
have some goof.
You've won 200 grand.
True.
That's
true. What a lucky gent you are. Some woman's going to snap you up one of these days.
Lucky fingers, listeners. So any single Skyfinger podcast listeners out there want to get in contact?
You don't want some hag who plays Skyfinger podcast.
Hey, you play Skyfinger. Oh, I see what you mean. But if any single ladies out there do want to get in contact, where can they get in contact with us, Kate?
They can reach us at skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com, or
they can go on Twitter at skyfingerpod. And of course, you can always follow us on the EA game The Simpsons Tapped Out. Joint Springfield is skyfingerpod.
That is true.
And your Springfield is?
Is Kate McCabe 39.
And mine is Ruju 69, R00JW 6 and 9. But other than that, if you need to know anything or want to know what future prizes are coming up that I now know, visit the great people at www.tstotopix.me. Or their sister website, which is the wonderful Tapped Out Forum, which is tapped-out.co.uk. And, of course, there is also a subreddit for Tapped Out on Reddit, where I will be posting this episode as well. We do have a Facebook page, but fuck Facebook. What else is there to do this Christmas?
Yeah, nobody's going to our Facebook page.
No one's going to anybody's Facebook page. Other than that, listeners, you have yourselves a merry little Christmas.
Yeah.
And I hope Santa comes down your chimney with
happy
everything
Hanukkah
you desire.
And all the other
happy
things.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy.
When's Death to the West? Anything. Happy, whatever.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Fuck Donald Trump. We'll fight him if he comes after us.
Yeah, I will fight him.
Oh, yeah. I'll strangle him with his own wig.
I'll shove it up his butt.
Ew. The old
the
chocolate
whizwag.
The old pig swirl. That is Trump's new name. That's all from us.
See you in 2016.
Bye.
Bye.